Our youngest Georgians face some of the toughest challenges in childhood. Georgia ranks 42nd in the nation in overall child well-being, says a recent report by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. The 2016 Kids Count data report ranks factors in education, health, community, and economic variables. And although Georgia has seen some improvements in some areas, the overall picture for our state's kids is far from ideal. Again, 42nd in the nation. Joining us now to discuss the data is Laura Speer. She's the Associate Director for Policy Reform and Advocacy for the Annie E. Casey Foundation. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Also with us is Andy Miller. He's the editor of Georgia Health News. Welcome back to the show, Andy.
It's good to be here.
First of all, Laura, can you just get us in on the ground floor of how this report works? What do you look at?
Well, we've been doing the Kids Count data book at the Annie Casey Foundation for a long time. This is actually our 27th report. We've been doing it since 1990. We do it because we think it's important to lift up issues of child well-being on a national agenda. We use data that comes from the federal statistical agencies like the CDC, like the Census Bureau, that's comparable across the 50 states. And so we look at data for all 50 states. In this report, we look at 16 different measures of child well-being. They include everything really from infancy all the way through young adulthood and cover economic well-being, education, health, and different measures around the health of the family and the community in which kids live.
Andy, let's just look at health metrics in particular. Where are Georgia kids struggling right now?
Well, actually, we've improved in certain areas. We've got fewer low birth rate babies. We've got fewer kids without insurance, health insurance, for example. But we're still, the numbers are still higher than national averages. We still have 8% of our kids who don't have health insurance. And that leads to basically worse health outcomes for these kids. So while we've gotten better since 2008 on these statistics, we're still lagging the national average.
Laura, where do the non-health-related statistics for Georgia fall? Education, things like that?
Well, it's sort of a mixed bag. I mean, certainly one of the key drivers we know for well-being for kids is the economic well-being of families, that if a child lives in a family that's got a very low income, it often affects all kinds of things, their education, their health, and many other things throughout adulthood. So when we look at, for example, the rate of child poverty in Georgia, it's 26% of children lived in households with incomes below the poverty line in 2014. It's about 650,000 kids in the state. It's the thing that's most disconcerting about this number to me is that it's actually higher than it was in 2008, which was really at the height of the recession. In Georgia, 20% of kids lived below the poverty line in 2008. Now that rate is 26%. So what you can see pretty clearly is that families in Georgia have really not yet recovered from the recession.
Yeah, we spoke to Rebecca Rice. She is the Georgia Kids Count Coordinator at Georgia Family Connection Partnership, and she told us that the low score can absolutely be attributed to the recession. Let's hear what she said.
One thing I've noticed in Georgia is that right before the recession hit, we actually made it as high as 37th, and we were showing some really good progress and really good trend data. But when the recession hit, it hit Georgia a little bit later than the rest of the nation, and it also hit really, really hard, and we just haven't recovered economically.
Andy, looking at health data as you do, does that explanation line up with what you see?
Well, I think what the poverty statistic is very important because it leads to a lot of bad things for kids. I mean, you're talking about a lot of kids who are in poor-performing schools. You're talking about a lot of kids without insurance or without access to health care, and a lot of kids who don't have the access to recreational opportunities. And, you know, many of them don't have transportation in the household, and so that leads to a lot of problems in terms of getting good food choices into these households. So I see all of that kind of leading to more health problems for kids in poverty, more untreated health problems.
But Laura, the recession was a national phenomenon. Are other states recovering when Georgia is not, based on this data?
Well, I think, you know, at the national level, this poverty rate is still higher than it was in 2008. So really, as a country, when we look at especially low-income families, they really have not yet recovered from the recession. There's no doubt about that. That said, there are some places, and as Rebecca, as you just played the clip, it's some places began the recession earlier, ended it more quickly, have come, you know, it didn't hit as hard as in Georgia. So I think there's been places where the recovery has been a little bit more quick. I think there's but as a whole, as a country, we've not yet recovered from the recession, especially for low-income families.
We're talking about Georgia's low ranking when it comes to child wellness, 42nd in the nation, according to the Annie E. Casey Foundation. We're speaking to Laura Speer of that foundation, also Andy Miller of Georgia Health News. And I suppose something that we should be clear about is that this data that we're discussing, we're talking about the state in aggregate. No doubt the picture is very different in pockets of wealth and prosperity. Kids in Buckhead or North Macon are probably doing just fine, right, Andy?
I would say there is a big disparity between access to health care, for example, and kids who are in those affluent areas versus kids who are in rural areas which have high poverty rates or even inner city areas. And so there is a great difference between their access to health care for kids who can get to a pediatrician who have transportation in their household versus kids where some kids in counties that don't have a pediatrician, for example.
Sure. Let's listen to one more clip from Rebecca Rice. She's with the Georgia Family Connection Partnership. Here she is highlighting one of Georgia's most glaring weaknesses when it comes to childhood well-being.
So we're 40 or better in every domain except for that economic well-being, where we're ranked 45th in the nation. We have a very high child poverty rate. We have a high rate of children whose parents lack secure employment, which might speak to our high rate of working poor. So people who do have jobs, but those jobs don't necessarily make ends meet, or they don't allow people to afford child care and stuff like that. And those are down from their height at the recession, but they're still well above the national average. And I think that's what's really still dragging Georgia down in the ranking.
So, Andy, in terms of social services, is Georgia equipped to offer sufficient assistance to families who are struggling with things like childcare?
Well, I think in those families, that a lot of them here in Georgia are headed by a single parent, and that parent with kids often has to work two jobs to make ends meet. And so a lot of times, no, they don't have the access because they're just struggling to get food on the table and get rent paid and things like that. So I think that we as a state really could use some strong investment, not in these communities for good jobs and also to raise up the performance of the schools to give these kids a chance to really succeed.
Laura, looking at your foundation's research, what are the states that are performing really well in terms of childhood wellness, and what are they doing right that Georgia could emulate?
Well, we look at these measures. We do rank all the states against the measures, and what we found when we did the overall ranking this year, we found that Minnesota ranks number one for overall child well-being, and it's the second year in a row that the state of Minnesota has ranked as high as it has. I think, you know, certainly the state has done well in throughout the 25 years that we've been doing Kids Count. They haven't been number one, but they have been in the top 10.
So what's different? What do they do different? Or is it just the demographics that are different?
Well, you know, a lot of the story has to do with the economics of the state, that generally speaking, the unemployment rate is low in Minnesota. They actually spend quite a lot of money on their the education system as well as the healthcare system for kids, and they have, you know, they invest in kids for certain. Mm-hmm. Even in Minnesota there are pockets, as there are everywhere, where, you know, not every kid in Minnesota is doing great. There are places where and actually they have some of the biggest gaps by race in their data in a place like Minnesota, which can be surprising to people who expect that, you know, a place like Mississippi might have bigger gaps. But in fact, places like Minnesota and Wisconsin have some of the biggest gaps. So there, I think, you know, certainly that the investment in kids makes a difference, that having an economy that can help ensure that parents can get jobs that can where they can support their families makes a difference. Providing work supports like child care subsidies, like health insurance coverage, which is huge. And actually, that's one of the things that I think at the national level has been, and even in Georgia, although the health insurance, the rate of children without health insurance is higher than the national average, it's lower than it was at the height of the recession.
And prior to the Affordable Care Act, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's entirely because of public investment in health insurance coverage. The private sponsored health insurance has gone down.
Indeed. We're going to have to leave it there. Laura Speer is with the Annie E. Casey Foundation. We've been talking about her data. Andy Miller is with Georgia Health News. Thank you both very much for talking about something very important.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for having me.